Can you hear me?
I can hear you, dude. Can you hear me?
I can. It's amazing. We can hear each other. This is perfect.
Okay. Nice to finally speak to you.
Indeed. So, yeah, I figured I probably should call because I don't really know what the heck your product is about. I was looking at the JV thing, and obviously it's about all the JV stuff, like, you know, it's that it's going to sell, but
right.
Which, of course, it will. I mean, your last stuff was ridiculous, but what the heck are you doing this time around? I don't know.
Well, what we've done this time is basically we've tried to go a little bit deeper because everyone's used to the typical affiliate marketing stuff. That's and I mean, don't get me wrong, a lot of that stuff does work. We expose the whole world of CPA offers and affiliate payload, and I mean, what I try to do personally is I try to reveal things that aren't really subjects that aren't really touched by a lot of the other gurus, you know, but are very, very powerful. So with the Site Rush, what we've done is we've taken a very, very powerful system that's being used online by a lot of elite people to sell virtual real estate, basically, or websites, you know, established websites. And there's a lot involved in that, you know. It's not just as simple as buy a website and then, you know, go and sell it somewhere. We reveal a lot in the Site Rush of how you can pick up websites from special markets for a low price, and then, you know, some special things that you can do to those websites to go somewhere else and sell it for a lot more money. So that's basically the idea in a broad way, Johnny, but it involves a lot more than that, you know?
No, it's cool. All right, perfect. No, that's all I needed was the nutshell. Uh-huh. My imagination, I'm sure, can run with the rest of it.
I'm sure it can.
Indeed. So I'm curious, how the heck did you hook up with Goad and all that?
Personally, I mean, before my last two products, no one's probably heard my name before that. I mean, I was one of those underground guys online making money, you know, having a good life, whatever. I actually promoted one of Alex Goad's products a while back as an affiliate. And that's how I initially got in contact with him. You know, I started speaking to him. I was quite surprised because, I mean, I thought, oh, these guru guys, you know, they're not approachable. But, I mean, I was quite surprised. Alex was very, you know, open, very approachable. We had a bit of a talk. He very quickly saw that I knew what I was talking about. And you know, sort of took it from there, really. Things just clicked.
Cool. No, it's really cool. That's yeah, because I watched a bunch of those videos in the last one. I'm like, who is this Sag guy? What is he doing on all the videos?
From the shadows, eh?
Indeed. I was like, I figured that maybe he was just like, you know, blowing you out there for, you know, maybe outsourcing for content. But no, that's awesome. You actually know what
now,
you're talking
about. A lot of people
about
thought that. What so. It is, I mean, to be honest, a lot of the guys say this. I mean, me, Alex, and a lot of the people, we don't really need to be making products. I've got many businesses online, you know, I'm making good money. But we just enjoy teaching, you know, it's just a completely different world where you're teaching people how to make money. So, I mean, in the beginning, I mean, I know how ClickBank works. I know how the online marketing world works. You know, if you haven't got a name, then it's quite hard to, you know, get yourself out there. So I figured that, you know, if I partner up with Alex, then I can get a bit more exposure and
you think?
Yeah, you know, get my products to a bit more people, you know, that's basically it.
No, it's cool as hell. I like it. So, I mean, so that's one of those cool things. So you basically, you're the dude that's like all over the board,
yeah,
actually doing what you're selling.
Absolutely. You know, I fully, that's one of my main things. You know, I'm not going to sell you something that I personally don't do myself because, you know, that just doesn't work. If you go through all of my products, you'll see that they're very in-depth and, you know, I basically do know what I'm talking about, and I want to teach people the stuff that actually works and not just some fluff and filler and all that crap, you know?
Indeed. No, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's definitely good stuff.
Yeah.
So you're, I'm assuming you're then doing what you were doing last time, which is banging away like a crazy person trying to get this product finished. Would that be an accurate statement?
The product is more or less done. What we're trying to do now is basically, you know, work on the whole affiliate side of things because we've got tons of affiliates and tons of JVs, and it's quite a bit of work to manage all of that. I had a good helping hand with Alex on the last two projects, but this time he's really busy with, you know, he just finished his Google Conquest launch, so puts a bit more load on me, you know, so I'm just trying to handle the whole JV side of things at the moment.
Nice. Yeah, that's got to be kind of a pain in the butt because everybody, I mean, just look at what I did. I'm like, can I interview you? And like, you know, everybody's whining for like their own little thing.
Yeah.
God, we're all, God, we, you know, these JV people are such a pain in the ass, I tell you.
Ah, man, yeah, but they help us, you know, and we help them. So it's all cool. My MSN is that dude. Sorry, that's Alex there. I'll just turn that off, man. Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. You go and punch him for me later. It's good times.
Yeah, cool. So, yeah, I mean, it's looking to be a good launch so far, Johnny. I mean, I haven't sent you a review copy, right? Have I sent you one already?
Not yet, no, huh? I actually forgot to ask for one. I've been running around like a headless chicken for the past couple of days. So,
Okay.
yeah, send me something. Let me take a look at it. I'd
Yeah, I'll
love to
shoot
see
you
it.
something over after this call, man. Have a look at it. Tell me what you think. I'm sure you'll like it, and I'm sure your subscribers will
Indeed.
definitely like it.
Yeah, I actually, just about everything you guys have done has really kicked ass. I mean, that last one, oh my God, I get payload and then four tier. So it was payload was the last one, right?
That's right. Payload was the last one, yeah.
Yeah. Was that the one where you were talking about that thing with Facebook, like the Facebook apps?
That's right, yeah. That was
Dude, that one thing alone out of that, I mean, that whole course was like fantastic. But I'm watching that video thinking to myself, holy freaking crap. If people actually do this,
yeah.
it'll be insane.
I mean, I've got a friend that he's into the whole Facebook app world, and it's huge, man. I mean, you might not believe me when I tell you this, but there's applications. I don't know anymore because there's a lot more applications out there now, but they still make a heck of a lot of money. But I mean, when we released Payload, there was applications making like $1 million a week from CPA commissions, and now, there's probably in the thousands and hundreds of thousands, but it is very
Oh, total.
powerful, man.
Yeah, I honestly, it's like that's one of those scenarios where it's like, you pick up a product. I actually, after I had, because before the whole product launch thing, you only have so much time to kind of like go through it. So it's like, okay, I saw the first third of it. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then, I actually sat down. So I'm thinking, you know what? I'm really going to do some of these extra things because that's why I love this stuff. Is like you guys are always pulling something completely out of left field that so many people don't even know about. And so I sat down and I saw that Facebook thing. I'm like, oh my God! So I mean, you know how overwhelmed you can get just like with the number of projects. So it's like I have that literally stuck to my wall. Make a freaking
Yeah, you should do it now.
Facebook
Now they've got a whole new thing with iPhone apps, man. Don't know if you know about the
Yeah.
iPhone app, but that's crazy. And I mean, there's one app that's like being sold for £5.99 in UK pounds, which is something like $12 or something, $15. And this guy in 2 weeks has had something like 4 million downloads, and
Really?
yeah, I mean, it's absolutely huge. So the whole app world from Facebook and other platforms, it is really, really big, man. It works very well.
No, I can imagine. Yeah, I actually just bought an iPhone, and I was thinking about that because I'm always sitting there thumbing through that idiotic app store, going, "You know what? I wonder if
Hey,
there's
same
any."
here.
But I got, honestly, I'll tell you right now. Let me open this thing up, and I'll tell you the best 99 cents I have ever spent in my life.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me turn this on. You can hear it. You'll probably know what I'm talking about. Let me see if the speaker will
The
play.
App Store is great, man. The App Store is really, really cool. It's too addictive, man. Oh,
The
what's
Chuck Norris
that?
joke generator.
Oh, man. Cool, dude. I might have to get that soon.
You should. It's 99 cents. It is the best dollar you will ever spend.
Absolutely, man.
It's hilarious. Like whenever you freak out or anything like that, or you're having like a crazy day, you just sit there and like, read these Chuck Norris jokes. They're awesome.
Cool, sounds good, man. Sounds good.
Well, I figured let's give people meat for this conversation rather than just us talking about whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, but I kind of wanted to establish with folks, obviously there's no format to this. We just figured, I'd hit record, we just start talking.
That's the best way,
Um,
man.
I wanted to establish that you're basically the real thing. You actually do.
Okay.
So yes, you did that already. So now talk about what you got coming up in a little bit more detail. Like, what do people need to know to be able to get like the meat of this?
Well, I mean, first of all, I want to say that the whole product itself is designed in a sort of linear format, so it sort of caters to both the experienced people out there online and the newbie people, okay? And we start off with module one, which is called the quick flipper strategies, okay? And that's basically, I mean, for people to make a minimum of up to $5,000 a month, okay, with strategies that they can do very, very quickly. They're very simple to implement. They're very easy, okay? It's literally, point and click kind of stuff, all right? And it's very good for people that, have got little to no money to invest, and they can, start off at module one, get cracking with some of these quick flipping strategies, and really start making some good money. And then they can move on to module two, where we talk a bit more about buying an established site that's already got traffic, that's already got a database of customers, that's already got SEO rankings, and how to buy these sites from special places for dirt cheap, and then how you can monetize those sites with elite traffic methods and elite monetizing methods using your special understanding from the product, and then ultimately flip it for a lot more money. I mean, that's the real meat here. That's the real deal, is in module two, where you're buying an existing business from somebody who's set it up, who's done fairly well, but they don't have the advanced internet marketing knowledge that you do, and that you can apply to it and make it worth a lot more money, basically.
That's huge. So basically, what you're talking about is like grabbing, basically looking for and the criteria on how to find these, these little diamonds in the rough.
That's right. It's
Gotcha.
basically, I mean, I'm not sure how it works in the US. I'm sure it's pretty similar to UK. It's basically very similar to the real estate market. As you know, people have made, millions and billions on the real estate. And one of the major strategies being used there is where you buy properties that are in a hot location, but that need some development done to them, they might have the walls smashed in, that they might, be broken in certain places. So people pick these properties up for dirt cheap, renovate them to a high standard, and then resell them for a lot more money. And it's basically that whole concept applied to digital real estate rather than physical real estate,
Nice. And let me, for those people who are going to be listening to this, let me kind of reiterate a very important point, and that is with digital real estate, you don't need a freaking mortgage.
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely.
There's no note that any bank is going to hold.
Nothing's going to
That's
come
like.
and crash you down for not paying your mortgage and all of this credit
Exactly.
recession crap. The online is booming, man. Regardless of the economy, online is booming, and I personally think it always will do.
Oh, totally. Because it's a, when you're online, you're instantly global. So it's like,
Yeah.
somebody somewhere's got to be spending something on somebody. So it's like you might as well be that somebody.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. There's more and more people coming online every day, more and more people building websites, buying websites, visiting websites. So, I mean, the market is huge, dude, Definitely.
Oh, absolutely. And I absolutely love the site flipping stuff, because you can, and I have friends that do this a lot. It's they'll buy something and they'll do those tweaks to it. And I mean, sometimes they'll grab one where the site already has like a little bit of traffic, just enough. But those tweaks that they do turn it into this thing where it's like all of a sudden people want to buy the product that's featured on the site. They're like, oh my God, and they decide not to sell it because it's making so much freaking money for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and the reason, I mean, the thing is, the internet marketing crowd, you've got a lot of knowledge that your average person doesn't have. And we're not talking about just buying sites that are in a make money niche, We're talking about there's all types of sites that are making money from products. Some are making money from AdSense, affiliate offers, CPA offers, etc., etc. So, some people set up these sites and they get them to a good level, They get them to a good foundational level, and then you just come in with your advanced internet marketing knowledge, and you can just make that into something totally else, totally something else. And the reason for flipping, you don't have to flip your sites. I mean, if you're making good money, you can just, keep building them. And we cover that in module three, which is basically about building your passive income from websites. Okay, but the good thing about selling a site is, it's a business model that's used because it just allows you to, do something, make a lot of money from it, and then move on to something else, and you can continue doing that for a long time because, you don't want to manage like tons and tons of sites. I mean, you can if you want to, but personally, that's the model that I think works best.
I would agree, and I can tell you from personal experience, what you're saying is totally true. Managing more than let's just throw an arbitrary number out there of say 37. Any more than 37 sites becomes an unholy terror. Sell some.
You're crazy, man. You need a whole bunch of staff to do it and stuff like that. And maybe some people want to do that, which is cool. That's fine.
Exactly. People who enjoy going bald at a young age. I mean, those kinds of folks.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So, I mean, that's module two where we cover that stuff. And module three is basically where we talk about building a passive income, how to build continuity into your sites, which is a very big thing, and it's sort of underground, building membership base, building a customer base that pays you month in, month out, and how you can really do that using different strategies. That's covered in module three.
Awesome. So you guys are talking. So with the continuity thing, and I know I get this question a lot. Mm-hmm. Is you know, how do you build? Because you know, the make money online market is so like big and out there in internet marketing, obviously, that it's easy to kind of say, okay, here's like 11 gazillion membership sites. Yeah. I'll just borrow some of their models and you know use that for my own. But like outside of that niche, do you guys provide information on how to put those together?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about membership sites is that there's some proven models in the industry. You know, you've got forced continuity, you've got, you know, providing content. You know, I'm not going to go into all the details, but there's a handful of proven models that, you know, have worked from a very long time ago and are still working now. And we basically show you what those models are. And, you know, so the guys themselves, depending on what kind of website they've got, what kind of niche they're in, they can decide which model fits best, because these models do definitely work well. And rather than do something that, you know, that's out of the box, you might as well do something that's already working, you know?
I agree. I like that. That's and that actually goes into something that I really try to beat home in people's heads, and that is creativity will kill you.
Yeah.
You know, I know that sounds awful. Everyone's like, no, be your own unique person. No, do not. Yeah. Follow what works. There are things that work.
Absolutely. I mean, there's things that you can do where you can be creative in other things. But when it comes to, I mean, if you've got an established website, it's making you money and you want to add in some continuity into it, there's no point messing about and testing things and being creative, because you could mess the whole thing up, you know? It's better to use a solid, proven system that it's guaranteed to work, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's so cool. And I mean, there's a you know, a group of those things. It's like, let other people tell you what works, be just because, you know, they've probably gone through that awful mental problem of I want to be creative.
Yeah.
They failed a lot at it, and then they went, okay, fine, I'll listen to what they're telling me.
No, exactly, man. There's no point to reinvent the wheel, you know. Do something that works already. Definitely.
Indeed. So yeah, what else do you have cooking in there?
So that's the, I mean, module two is the main meat of the course, where you're going to get all the knowledge. Module one is basically to, you know, get your feet wet, get started, start making some good money. We're not talking a couple of $100 a month. We're talking like $5K and above a month. And that's fairly decent money for somebody to start reinvesting into the higher stuff, you know. And then in module three, we cover continuity in a big way. We show you all the different models and how to use them depending on your niche. And module four is actually a bonus module where actually I'm giving away quite a blueprint of some killer strategies that have been used by some of my friends and some other affiliates whose names I'm not allowed to mention, but some guys who've actually used these blueprints you know, to make a heck of a lot of money. And we're basically giving you step by step a handful of blueprints that you can just go and literally copy and paste and create something from scratch and start making a lot of money. So that's basically it, dude, you know?
Cool. I like it. So then obviously the last question, because I know how busy you are. Newbies, there's a butt ton of them floating around out there now, and they're all asking questions like, oh my God, help me, how do I do this? Yeah. Is this thing going to be like cool for those, for that like segment of society?
Absolutely, man. I mean, I told you in the beginning of the call that basically I did the same thing with 40 Annihilation and with Affiliate Payload, is I tried to target it to all types of people. You know, it's advanced enough, because it has to be advanced to some extent if it's going to make you money, right? So it's advanced enough for experienced people, but the way it's structured, like from module one straight through to module four, is it starts off with the newbie in mind, you know? So if you're new, you can start off at module one, you can apply these quick flipper strategies, start making some good money, and it's very, very easy to do. And then once you start making some money back and increasing your knowledge, then you slowly move on to module two, buy an established site, move on to module three, you know, add some continuity into it. And then, you know, module four is a bonus. You can do that anytime, really, you know? So it's definitely cool for newbies, dude. Absolutely.
Cool. I like it. Well, you know, thank you. I know, like I said, I know how busy you are, so I'll like just call it a day there.
Thank you for taking
the time to do that. I'll blast this stuff out when we're getting close to your release date and let everybody kind of hear it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. I hope it's been helpful. If you need anything, Johnny, just give me a shout. I'm always online, man.
Cool. All right, dude. Well, yeah, get your butt to work, and yeah, I'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Take it easy, man. Take care.
All right. Take care.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.